Time to talk duty on the program today. I always thought it was the stuff you didn't pay when you were at the airport coming back from an international trip, but it goes a whole lot deeper than that. Let's talk about it today with our radio philosopher from the Ballarat School of Philosophy, the wonderful Belinda Fife. Hello, Belinda.
Good morning, Brett.
Good morning to you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Duty. Old school?
Well, old term, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it
kind of conjures up this 19th century sort of Victorian values or something like that.
Yeah, something your grandparents would have spoken about. But you're going to prove in just a moment that it is something that is very much alive and well.
I hope so.
Well, I think it is. I think you're going to prove it is today. So give us a dumb down an explanation for us. Duty, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's pretty much any time you feel duty-bound to do an activity or an action. So an example might be giving up your seat on the train for an elderly traveller.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we've all probably done that at some point or another.
Yeah, I think so.
Sharing a table at a crowded cafe. Remember those days?
The crowd, they'll be back. They will be back. Yeah, okay, but I've got a good memory of it. And you've got a good example from your life just recently.
Yeah, last week I was running a training session and, of course, as a trainer, you've got lots of boxes and bags and things hanging off me and a fellow just came up to me in the car park when I parked and said, hey, can I give you a hand with that stuff? And I said, yes, thank you very much.
Yeah. That's really nice, but he felt duty-bound at that point in time.
Well, something gave him that impetus to come over and give me a hand. He didn't have to. It's certainly nothing in it for him, but it helped me out a lot.
There must be different scales of being duty-bound as well. If I compare myself with my wife, she will jump and help someone far quicker than I will, which is, you know, a bit of a blight on my personality. She will very much jump in and jump in early.
Yeah, and some people see it, I suppose, a little bit quicker than others, but it's there in all of us at some level.
Okay. So what we're saying today is that our sense of duty can compel us to offer that helping hand.
It can, and that's a really kind of easy everyday example that we can have a look at there.
Yeah.
Duty is also a sustaining force at work in any action. So it's the thing that keeps the action going,
Hang on, run this by me again. Duty is a sustaining force.
Well, let's take a step back.
Okay, thank you.
So if we think about any activity or action that we do in a day, for example, brushing your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us would brush our teeth at least once a day, preferably twice.
Yes.
At least once a day.
Yes.
And why do we do it? We know that it's good for us and we know that it needs to be done. And there is a compounding effect to give us good health at the end of the day. But why do we actually do? What's the thing that gets us going on that? So there is a duty element to that.
So you're saying duty compels us to brush our teeth in the morning?
Once you form the habit, that's the thing that keeps it sustained and keeps it going.
It's not the glare of the dentist next time you go. Brett, have you been brushing?
Not enough.
No. Okay. Now, talk about for any action, we need an impulse, Belinda. Now, this is interesting because there's three sustaining forces you're going to talk us through.
Yeah, and duty is one of them. So for any action, we need the initial impulse or thought. So we've got to have a thought about, you know, this is the particular action we're going to do. We're going to get out of bed. We're going to have a shower. We're going to brush our teeth. We need a decision to do it. So we can think about it. We can have all these great thoughts to do an action, but oftentimes that's where it stops, isn't it?
Mm.
Particularly if you're going to clean out the garage or something, you might just sit down until that thought goes away.
Yeah, you're quite right.
But once we make a decision to do it, then we need something to sustain that action. So three things can sustain it: duty, love, or discipline.
Okay.
Another old term.
Yeah, it is. Mum used to use that a fair bit. Yeah, okay, so these are the three sustaining forces. So anything you do in your life today, one of these will be at play.
Yeah, and it's the thing that keeps you doing the action until the end. Mm. Love is the easy one to see because if you love doing an activity, really you don't need an excuse. It's kind of an easy activity to jump in on.
Mm.
Do you have an example for us of something that you love to do?
Yeah, I think now that you've just said that, I think it probably does fall in the love category. We got some e-bikes earlier on this year. We live in a steep part of Ballarat. They've just revolutionised our cycling. Instead of hating the hills, I just love getting out the wind in my very little hair and, you know, charging around the Paris end of Ballarat North. I love doing that, Belinda. So I would be driven by love there, is that what you're saying?
Well, you have the thought to go for a ride and you make the decision to do it. The thing that sustains you and keeps you coming back again is the love of that activity. The other one that we haven't talked about yet was discipline.
Mm.
So this is a really interesting one because it's got all these connotations, that word. As you said, your mother liked to use it for you when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of activities that we do actually have an inherent discipline in them. You've got to do them in a certain order for them to make sense. And I thought the easiest example here would be baking a cake. So there's absolutely no point in putting the tin in a hot oven for 35 minutes without a mixture in it,
is
there?
Very good point you raise. It's a bit like putting a cake in the oven and having the fan on but no heat.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So you've got to do things in a certain order in order to be able to get a cake at the end. And that's what the discipline is about.
Okay. So you've just spelt out discipline through cakes.
Hmm.
I should have seen that coming,
My
Belinda Fife.
My favourite topic.
So duty helps us sustain an action.
Yes. Even though on the surface of it, the action itself offers us no or little benefit. So if we gave up our seat to an elderly traveller on the train, we might feel good about it in the short term. We might get a nice thank you, and that's very pleasant. Mm. But it does make our journey more uncomfortable if we've got to stand up between Balan and Melbourne.
Okay. You know? So your journey might be more uncomfortable, but you've got that warm, fuzzy feeling inside because you've helped someone out through your sense of duty.
Yeah. So duty is that sustaining force when we kind of do something because we know it's the right thing to do, but there's really a little benefit in it for us.
Hmm. So, Belinda, have you come to the conclusion then, we talk about the term duty being a bit old school, is it alive and well in the 21st century?
Certainly alive and well in my life once I start looking for things. I think it is. And I think it's something that can help us understand why it is that we do things that perhaps we don't particularly like, but we know we should.
Hmm.
And that can make them easier to do.
And a sense of duty should create better people and a better planet ultimately, shouldn't it?
Yeah, better community.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Belinda, you always come armed and dangerous with a wonderful quote to leave us pondering long after you have left the 3BA studio. What have you got today?
Today I've got Marsilio Ficino, who was an Italian Renaissance philosopher. He lived between 1433 and 1499.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Duty is the action proper to each man, which keeps to what is fitting and honourable as circumstance, person, place and time require."
Beautiful bit of writing, isn't it?
It's lovely when you look at it.
Absolutely.
It's long, but it's lovely.
Yeah. Although you were going to hit us with another quote that was about three paragraphs long, so I'm glad you haven't brought that one in this morning.
No.
You were saying to me off air, Belinda, we're talking about duty in about 8 or 9 minutes this morning. This class normally goes for how long?
A full term, so 12 weeks.
This is duty on steroids this morning, folks. I'm speaking to our radio philosopher today from the Ballarat School of Philosophy, Belinda Fife. Belinda, do you have some homework for us?
I do. Do thy duty as prescribed, for to do the duty of another is fraught with danger.
So, hang on. How are we going to apply that this afternoon?
So you need to look at what is it that needs to be done? What is the action in front of you?
Yep.
Is it your action or should it really be done by somebody else?
Yeah, okay.
So just do the ones that are your responsibility and don't worry about the rest.
Yeah, okay. And I can cross off the cleaning out the garage one, is that right?
If you like.
Is that your permission, official, to do so? Belinda, last time we had you on the program, maybe it was the time before, we were upbeat about your classes coming back to being in person, of course. That is now on ice for the short term.
Yeah,
but
we're back online.
Yeah.
But hoping to get back face-to-face before the end of term, which would be good.
And a special event coming up on July 3.
Yeah, so Saturday, 3rd of July, 10 till 11:30 a.m., we've got a special online event that's open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
How do I make better choices?
Is this going to involve a lot of cake analogies?
Possibly, but I'm not running it.
Oh, you better tell them to throw a few cake analogies in because they work on this program. Okay, so anyone's welcome to join this at practicalphilosophyvic.org.au.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. And, of course, if people ever want to get involved with the Ballarat School of Philosophy, they should reach out through that website and maybe join. Can you join partway through a term or do you recommend at the start of terms?
It's recommended to start at the beginning because otherwise you kind of miss the thread of where we've been.
Yeah. Okay.
But there are three terms in a year, so you can start three
times. Hang on, there's four terms in a year.
There's four school terms, but we're on the old system.
Well, you are dealing in ancient writing, so I guess that makes sense. Next time, Belinda Fife, what are we going to chat?
The nature of love and how it manifests in work.
Sounds like one of those cards you buy down the newsagent in February. What date's Valentine's Day? 14. I should know that. Belinda Fife, as always, great to talk to you in Ballarat today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Bray.